Okay, no, fine. Thanks, that's fine.
This Shabbos. The Shabbos, Parshas Kitava, is also Parshas Zohar. So since this is the last time we're meeting before Purim, I'm going to talk about something about Parshas Zohar and Purim, specifically mostly about Parshas Zohar. If you look in the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Megillah, Daf Chof Tes and Aleph in the bottom of the page, the Mishnah indicates the following. The Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, which it sometimes does, so Korin Parsha Shkolin. You read on that Shabbos Parsha Shkolin. Rashi says why the Parsha Shkolin? Because the olden days when they used to collect from everybody a matzah shekel in order to pay for the community korbanos on the following year. Nisan was a cutoff point. The beginning of the new fiscal year in the Beit HaMikdash was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you had to purchase, let's say a person brings a korban. So if I have to bring a korban, it's a personal obligation. A korban, let's say a korban chatas, guy did an aveira b'shogeg that requires a korban chatas. Or something good happened, I have to bring a korban shlom, a korban todas. I paid for that out of my own pocket. That's my responsibility. That's a korban yochid. But the daily korbanas, for example, Korban Talmud Shal Shachar, Talmud Shal Ben Abayim, Korban Musaf on Shabbos Yontif. Not every Jew came and bought a Korban Talmud every morning. One Korban Talmud was bought every morning, a half load of Klal Yisrael. So how did all the Klal Yisrael have a share in it? So it was purchased, some, the animal was purchased from communal funds. Communal funds was the Matzah Shekel, which was collected every year in time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that was a new year in terms of the fiscal program in the Beis HaMikdash. That year's korbanos had to come from that year's donation. So Rosh Chodesh Adar, they began announcing to remind people to get your matzah shekel in. So we don't have that today, so Korin the Parsha Shkolin. And even when they had it, Lodiyah Shavir Sheklein, Adar Kadesh Shekulim, Be'achav Nisim, Mitzvah Chadosh, Yerimimimimimimim Gemara. Fine. The commission continues, and what if Rosh Chodesh Adar is not on Shabbos? Like, it doesn't happen that often. This year it wasn't on Shabbos. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar, the first Adar was last Friday. So then, Chalios B'tocha Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during the week, so then Magdimah Moshe Over. Then you read Parsha Shkolim, the previous Shabbos, which is what we do. We read Parsha Shkolim, the Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar, unless Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos. And then, Umafsikim Shabbos Acheres. And then the following week is an open week. And there are four special Parshas that we read in advance of Purim and in between Purim and Pesach. Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Zohar, Parshas Achodesh, Parshas Purim, Parshas Achodesh, which we learn from the second Sefer Torah, reading that in addition to whatever the weekly Parsha happens to be. So those 4 weeks. So you read it, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, then you read it on that Shabbos. The following week already will be Parshas Zohar, right? When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during the week, it does most of the time, so you read it in the prior Shabbos, and then the first Shabbos of the month of Adar, in this case it was Leah Shabbos, it was the second of Adar, Parshas Truman, so it was an open Shabbos, Mafsikin, there was no special reading, right? Mafsikin, L'Shabbos, Habor, I said, Beloma, Parshas Nika, they should tikkur Parshas Zohar, B'Shabbos, Zmoch, L'Purim. So that Parshas Zohar will be on the Shabbos immediately prior to Purim, Lismoch, Mechias Amalek, or Mechias Haman. And we have a tradition that Haman came from Amalek, so we're going to read about the downfall of Haman on Purim in the Megillah. So the Shabbos, right before we read about the downfall and the wiping out of Amalek. Okay, then the Shlishis, the following week, most of the time it's the following week, sometimes not, this year it's not. This year there's another open Shabbos in between Purim, the Shabbos immediately after Purim. Purim is a Thursday, Shushan Purim and Friday is Yerushalayim. So the following Shabbos, next Shabbos, is also an open Shabbos, no special week. But most of the time it's the following Shabbos, we read the Papara Duma. Revius Achodesh Azelachem, right? The Parsha Por, then Parsha Chodesh. Rav says, Paraduma Lahazis Yol of Tara Shasu Pischein with Tara, because everyone has to bring the Korban Pesach. You have to be Tara, so therefore they would read the Parsha Por before Chodesh Nisan, and then Parsha Chodesh Azelachem. Rav says, Sisham Parsha Pesach, which describes all that Pesach. Okay, so. Rashi goes on to something else relating to Parsha Chodesh, Parsha Par, not our issue. That's the basic point from the Mishnah. If you read the Mishnah goes on to something else as well. But in any event, the look at this Mishnah, it does not seem to be any particular status of Parsha Zohar above and beyond that of any other three. Parsha Shkolim, Parsha Par, and Parsha Chodesh. So Parsha Zohar is one of those four. And the truth is, the Mishnah is there in the end of Maseches Megillah also describe other Kriyas HaTorah-related laws. Okay, what you're laying on other occasions and so on. The Mishnah follows, for example, the Laminar Beis tells what you read on Pesach, what you read on Rosh Hashanah. So, you know, we assume that as a general rule, Kriyas HaTorah is a Din D'Rabbanan, Right? There's no pasuk in the Chumash that you have to lay in particular parsha in particular weeks. We have Ramazim, we have hints that on Yom Tov you're supposed to read about Yom Tov, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana, but still not a deraisa. Moshe instituted that you read, that's the fact, that's the last line in Maseches Megillah, the very end of Maseches Megillah, the very last line on the Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. It says, Moshe tikkun Yisrael shu shom v'dosh min yom shayom hichos pesach v'pesach hichos atzeres v'atzeres hichos chag v'chag, as perhaps it's in the Katakon as Moshe, to lay in these parts. But it's not a din d'oraisa, and Parsha Zohar in these Mishnayos is not singled out for any special status whatsoever. We know that we make a big fuss about Parsha Zohar. Okay, we remind everybody it's a d'oraisa, and women come in many shuls, I think not here, but in many shuls they lay in an extra reading afterwards, or they lay before Mincha. Make a big fancy production about Parsha Zohar. And the question is, where does that come from? In view of the fact that as far as this Mishnah is concerned, there is nothing, Parsha Zohar doesn't stand out. It's a regular thing. So there is, of course, a requirement, that we're not arguing about, there's a requirement of Zohar Eis Asher Asalach HaMolek, which we read this coming Shabbos in the second Sefer. That's Pesuk at the very end of Parsha's Kisetze, where it says, in Dvarim Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk, Yud Zayin Yud Ches and Tes, those three psukim, the whole parsha Zohar, three psukim. Okay, first one begins Zohar is Asher Osol HaMolek, Madarech Potesh HaMitzrayim. Remember what HaMolek did when you came out of Mitzrayim. Asher Korcha Madarech Potesh HaMitzrayim. Asher Korcha Madarech Potesh HaMitzrayim. They attacked the weaker and so on. It was a time of weakness in terms of being Yerushalayim. Mahaya B'nech Asher Okech L'chol M'chol 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 When you defeat your enemies and so on, Timcha Zech HaMolek M'chol M'chol. That's the whole parsha Zohar. So there is definitely a mitzvah to remember the mice of Amalek. That's true. That's what the Raisa says. Zohar is Asher Osol HaMolek. But the idea of laning a particular, this text doesn't say you have to read these psukim. It certainly doesn't say you have to read these psukim before Purim. Right? There's a mitzvah, Lachor. There's a mitzvah to remember the story of Amalek. And in fact, the truth is, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Hay of Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Hay, the Rambam describes this mitzvah of remembering the Ma'aseh of Amalek, and he says as follows: V'chein mitzvah saseh la'abed zera Amalek, shenemar timcha zecha Amalek, we're supposed to wipe out Amalek. So V'chein, because the previous Halacha Dalah talked about wiping out the seven nations that had previously occupied Eretz Yisrael, the Kanani, the Chidar, okay, etc. So the Rambam writes in Perek Hay of Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Hay, V'chein mitzvah saseh la'abed zera Amalek, okay, we're supposed to always remember their wicked deeds and how they ambushed us and so on. So we should, kindle our hatred, so to speak. Shenemar Zohar is Asher Osol HaMolek. Mipi Hashmua Lamdu, the Chazal Darshan, Zohar Bepeh Lo Tishkoch V'Leish, Osol Ishkoch Evoso V'Sinoso. The double language. The first word of Parsha Zohar is Zohar. The last two words are lo tishkach. Well, that's the same thing. Remember means don't forget. Don't forget means remember. What are these both phrases? So double phrases, I might have thought that it's sufficient mentally. And I don't forget. I keep it in my head mentally. So the double expression means you have to verbalize it. Not enough to mentally remember. You have to verbalize it. Okay. So there's no doubt that there's a mitzvah to verbalize. But notice that the Rambam says nothing about reading specific psukim from Parshas Kisetze. So it doesn't say at a particular time. So on a d'oraisa level, it looks in the Rambam, the mitzvah is simply to remember and the mipia shmua, right, the tarshu ba'peh, to make it as a verbal declaration as opposed to just a mental memory. But certainly the idea of the kriya sakar of Parsha Zohar, according to the Rambam, would not be a d'oraisa. Now, the Rambam does not deny that midrabbanan, we just read the Mishnah, the Rabbanan chose a particular text and a particular time. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, through that, the Rabbanan, you yotze the deraisa of Zechira Samolek. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tvila, in Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchos Tvila, I think it's Halacha Beis. I'll find it. The Rambam writes, he paskins like this mission at the end of Megillah, right? Ezra, there's certain takanas of Ezra, and he says there are certain specific Shabbos when special things are mentioned. So one of them is, we've got to find it. Just a moment. I apologize. I came straight from the chasana, so I've got to mark everything off. But the Rambam definitely brings it in Hilchos Tefillah. to read these two on the parsha of Parsha Zohar. So where is it? Good Gimel Halacha Halacha Chaf. Halacha Chaf. Good Gimel Zohar Tzila Halacha Chaf. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shachalas B'Shabbos Koran of Parsha Shkola of Tiem Behirad Al Koran of Mafti after the Parsha Shkola and it's the Vechenim Chavash Chodesh Adar Shachalas B'Shabbos the four and so on. And the Koran B'Shabbos Shnia, the second of those special parshas, Koran Parsha Zohar Maftirin from Sefer Shmuel Komar Shem Pokadati Be'ezu Yishabbos Shnia Kol Shachal Purim Lios B'Socha. The week that Purim lands during that week, I feel Erev Shabbos, even Purim on Friday, we read it the previous week. So the Rambam Paskin, there's no question, the Midrash Rabbanan, you have to read the Psukim of Parsha Zohar when? On the Shabbos far prior to Purim. But it would seem pretty clear that the Rambam does not hold that the laning of Parsha Zohar per se is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's just that it fulfills the d'oraisa. The d'oraisa is to Rav Amalek, but theoretically, I can be yotzei the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek by declaring Amalek did this in my own language, in my own time. It's, in fact, the truth of the matter is the Rambam's lashon, I glossed over before, and I'll read it again. He says, in Parakei of Hilchos Malach Malach Hei, O mitzvah sasei lizkor tamid ma'asav haroim. Always remember. What does he mean always remember? Every day, all day, wake up in the morning, I go to bed at night. I keep saying, I'm like, do this, I'm like, do that. Obviously, that's what it means. Tamid means ongoing. Don't forget about it. Don't let it, get out of your mind, right? Tamid means regularly. Okay, you should. You should
acknowledge the Luma that the Zohar in the beginning and is
the
end, has to be
it sounds like it has to be verbal, but each person can say his own expression, his own. The Doraisa. Again, I'm not. There's no. Huh? In a certain sense, it's like davening. In fact, going to the Rambam probably is like davening. Rambam holds that davening is also Doraisa, with the exact text.
It's not in the
Dabin. No, according to the Rambam, they're basically anytime, every day, once a day, twice, once every 2 weeks, whatever. He gives you no formal time, and he gives you no formal text. He doesn't say over here that the mitzvah is to read those psukim. In Hilchos Tefillah, he says that Midrabanan, among all the others, Parak Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah discusses all the Kriyas HaTorahs of the year. On Pesach we read this, on Shavuos we read that. So he mentions what we read on the Shabbos for Purim. So it's true. And there's no doubt that Midrabanan, you have to, the Rabbanan standardize, and the Shabbos for Purim, we read what we call Parsha Zohar, true. But the reading per se is not a Doraisa. Again, the Parak Halachai, when he says the mitzvah, Lizkor Tamid Ma'aseh, that's the mitzvah. So Tamid, again, I don't think it means every minute, every day, all the time. You have to remember, do nothing but remember Amalek. It means ongoing, any time, and what text? There's no particular text, right? There's just a verbalizing. Yeah.
Could the requirement, Ms. Ravonin, to read those, could that be the ultimate example of Ka'en De'oraisa Tikkun?
Well, again, it could be an example fulfilling the Doraisa. We mentioned about tefillah, the Rambam holds daily tefillah is Doraisa. It doesn't mean the text is Doraisa. You have to say, you can say whatever you want. And the Rabbanan standardized the text. It's perhaps similar, along the way. But reading these sukkah, the Rambam would appear not to hold is a Doraisa. Okay? However, Tosus doesn't seem to learn like that. Tosus is actually in two places. It's in Megillah. But actually, before I get there, let me just read, because there is a Gemara in Megillah about Yud Ches. Okay, before I get to that, let me read the Tosus first. The Tosus on Daf Yud, Tosus is in Brochus, Daf Yud Gimel, and also Megillah, Daf Yud Zion. Okay? What they're talking about is Yud Zion and Beis, and Yud Gimel, the same Sugin, and it's basically the same Tosus. The Gemara there is talking about Kriyashma, talks about different things you have to recite. Must they be recited in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew, or can you recite them? And other things, that's the basic Sugin that's going on over there. And the Gemara has an expression, Lema Kasover Rebbe Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Lashon Nemra. Okay? That there are other things in the Torah can be read B'chol Lashon. Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon Nemra. That's the language of the Gemara over there. What does it mean? What is he talking about? So, that's the question. Do we apply that to Kriyashma? Okay, the Kriyashma also can make Kriyashma in another language. So that's a discussion over there. Again, it's in Megillah Zion, but it's also in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel. And in both places, Tosus challenges Rashi. And it's a local issue, okay, in the city over there. But the end of the first beginning of the second part, right? The Gemara is an expression, Lema, the Sava Rebbe, the Kol HaTorah Kula, B'chol Lashon Nemra. Okay, everything that's read from the Torah can be in any language. B'chol Lashon Nemra. What do you mean, Kol HaTorah Kula, B'chol Lashon Nemra? What are we talking about, Kol HaTorah? What's Kol HaTorah? Okay, that they're trying to bring a raya from there, from there to Kriyashma. But it's interesting, Rashi implies, Tosa says, Rashi, Parakshin, and Megillah, Tosa quotes the Rashi in Yizan and Beis, that it's talking about Likos Patorah. The Gemara is talking about Kris Patorah, right? That's what Rashi said on Yizan and Beis, so the top of the page, B'chol Lashon, Likos, B'chol Lashon. Right? When you read the Torah, so Tosa says, what are you talking about? The lonely hero, what Kris Patorah? We're talking here in this sugya, we're trying to discuss mitzvahs that you have to read things the oraisa. Okay, there's no mitzvah the oraisa to read the whole Torah. There's a laning on a week-to-week basis of money. That's not the oraisa. The Tosa is right. The law in the hero, as a tikkun kris haTorah. Okay, you know, the kivager, that's not only Ezra. It's always Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's not in the Torah. Okay? Tosa doesn't understand, again, the local issue is not so important for us. Tosa doesn't understand what does the Gemara mean when it says, oh, other things in the Torah can be read. What are the things in the Torah that are Doraisa? So Rashi seems to say it's somewhat laning. Because what laning? Laning's not Doraisa. Right? So what does it mean? The Tosa says, Yesh Lomar, he says, yeah, there is. The Mayer of Parshas Hamachuyavim Likros Doraisa Kamal Parshas Zahor. Tosa in Megillah, Yizan HaBeis, in Baruch Hashem Yimorov, says, no, there is a laning that's Doraisa, Parshas Zahor. Okay? He gives another tariq, some other things you have to make declarations, bikurim, mikur bikurim, and vidur maisa, and bachalitza, and aglaruf, other things. But in any event, this tosis and brachas of gimel, you're maschal beloshim, you're zayin, you're maschal, the brachas of gimel, ralph, you're maschal beloshim, you're zayin, or beis, and megill, you're maschal the e, in both, I'm sorry, kol haTorah, in both these places, he quotes Rashi, and disagrees with Rashi. Again, that's not my issue now, but in both places he says, well, no, Parsha Zohar is Doraisa. Okay? So that's different than the Rambam. Right? Everybody acknowledges there's a mitzvah of Zechiras HaMoed. That's for sure. Zohar is Asher Osof HaMoed. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim Perek HaLacha He, said that the nature of that mitzvah is to make some sort, it has to be with Peh. We'll see that in a second. We'll see that come on in a moment. But it's up to each person whatever language he wants to use. Right? And there's no formal text. And there's also no formal time. Rambam writes Tamid, whatever that means, Tamid. Sefer Chinuch, I have to bring, but look, and it's a tough phrase, Gimel. He says, truthfully, you did it once in your life, you're done. As long as you didn't completely forget it. That's what he means. That's what he says, once in a lifetime. Okay, it's not a... So again, the Chinuch agrees with Rambam, there's no formal text, there's no formal time, right? The Rambam agrees, that Midrabanan, they instituted, like the other of the Dalet Parshiyos, so the other Torah readings that we have during the course of the year, special leaning on this Yom Tov and that Yom Tov. So the Shabbos were poor, we read Parshas Zohar. Through that, we can make kindness with the Rashi. That's not what Tosa is saying. Tosa is saying the actual reading of this text, which we call Parshas Zohar, that's the Rashi, the leaning of Parshas Zohar. So the Rambam would say that this coming Shabbos, it sounds like the Rambam would say this coming Shabbos we're going to read Parshas Zohar for the second Sefer Torah. So Vada would Mekayim a Doraisa in so doing, but it's not a Doraisa to lane this Shabbos. It's this Shabbos, by reading the Torah, we're going to fulfill the Doraisa of Zechiras HaMoed. Tosa says, no, reading Parshas Zohar is actually a Doraisa. Okay? Now the source, where did Tosa get that from? Where do you get that from? That laning Parsha Zohar, a Kriyas HaTorah from the Torah. I mean, you know, the truth of the matter is, based on the Rambam, who said you have to read it from the Sefer Torah? You can make your own declaration. Right? Who says I have to lane it from the Torah? I'll make my own. I'll remember Amalek. You know, I mean, the other things we're supposed to remember. In fact, the truth is, you look in the Siddur, most Siddurim after Shachar's print, Sheish Zechiros. Six things you're supposed to remember. And then Ten things you're supposed to remember. Whatever it is. So the other ones you don't lane from a Sefer Torah. But say, Zohar Shama Shabbos Makadsho. In the Kiddush, you don't have to lane anything special on Shabbos that has to do with declaring Shabbos. Zohar Shama Shabbos Asher Yitzosnei Mitzrayim. Zohar Yitzosnei Mitzrayim. Sipri Yitzin Pesach Mai. You say a Haggadah, you say, but you don't lane something special. That's not. So where did Tosis get this idea? The laning of Parsha Zohar is itself a Doraisa. Yeah, yes. I got it. So there is a Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, which perhaps is a source for this. It's not clear. Okay, the Gemara there actually is talking about the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah on Purim. You know, it's interesting. It sounds a little strange, but how do you know you have to read the Megillah on Purim? You know, the other mitzvah, there are four mitzvahs of the day on Purim, right? Hear the Megillah twice, to give Mishloach Manos, to give Matanos Yedon, to have a suit on Purim, right? So Mishloach Manos is written expressly in the Megillah. Matanos Yedon is written expressly in the Megillah. Even Suda, it says, last time made Mishnah with Simcha, it says, to make a day of Simcha and party, you have to have a Suda, it's part of Simcha. Question you have to watch. Rambam doesn't mention Pas, the famous Rambam does. Mention you have to have Bosra, you have to place, you don't have to wash. Others say, you do have to wash, whatever. But it never exactly, where does exactly clearly does it say in the Megillah, you have to read the Megillah? It's just sort of ironic, right? It's a good Purim question. Now, the Mishnah said, and we know we do, the Mishnah at the beginning of that parak in Megillah, Yitzayim al-Aleph, says, Kora al-Peh, if you read it by heart, is no good. You have to read the story from Kosher Megillah. You can't say it by heart, or even from a Chumash. By heart means not from a cloth. So the Gemara wants to know, who said? No one. Where does the Mitzvah come from? So moreover, Asya Zechira Zechira. We have sort of a Xerishava, Zechira and Zechiv Hocha. It says towards the end of Megillah Esther, the Pasuk says, Hayomim Ha'ela Nizkarim V'Nasim. Hold over, it's Megillah Esther, Parak Tes Pasuk Kafches, towards the very end. It says, Hayomim Ha'ela Nizkarim V'Nasim. Hold over there. Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Medina, Medina, Ve'eri, Me'a, Purim, Ha'elo, Yavu, Mitoch, Yehudim, V'zichon, Ha'esu, Mizarah. It was very end of Megillah, that passage. Nizkarim v'na'asim. Means there are things we have to remember, things we have to do. So we discussed things we have to do that Ms. Megillah specifically mentioned. Matalas Avyonim, Meshach Monas, Purim Sudan. But also Nizkarim. What's the Chira? What's Nizkarim? So it says, I know Nizkarim, Uksiv, that's what it says here. Uksiv Hosam, it says in Parshas Bishalach, at the very end, which we lay in as the Torah reading Purim morning. Says Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. That's the pasuk at the very end of Parshas Bishalach. Again, that's the leaning for Purim morning, Mr. Shem, on Thursday morning. It says there in Shmos Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Dalet. By Omer Shem Moshe Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer V'Sim Bozne Yeshua Himacho Emcha Zech Amalek Mitachas Shomayim. Right? Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. So that pasuk links Zikaron with Sefer. The Gemara here says, well, just like Zikaron over there is linked with Sefer, so therefore in Megillah Esther 2, and it says, Hayom Ha'elen Nizkarim, okay, it means to a Sefer. Okay, Ma Ha'an B'Sefer, or Ma Afkan B'Sefer. Okay, so the Gemara says, that's interesting, but who says that Pasuk's talking about any type of Kriya? Who says the Pasuk, they say, no, Ma'i Dehai Zchira Kriya Hi, Dilma Iyun Da'alma, just thinking about it, so, no, Lo Sata Da'ata, because it quotes, Zohar Yechal Chobalei, it has to be done b'peh. So the Meila, from that Gemara, which is Talmud, Mikkei Megillah, sort of incidentally, it kind of comes out that you have to read Parsha Zohar also from the Sefer. Is that really what the Gemara means? The Gemara is just trying to say, it says, Nizkarim v'nasim, it says, Ksov zo zikaron b'sefer. Okay, so somehow, but that mechora is the makapatosis, okay, that it has to be done from a sefer Torah, okay, and that's what it means, that it's a daraisa to lane that parsha on the Shabbos, well, Tosos doesn't say when it has to be, but at some point you have to lane the parsha of Zechiras HaMolek, and not like the Rambam seems to say that it's a mitzvah to remember all times, each person, you know, could say this, you got to verbalize, okay, that seems to be the Gemara's drasha, even though that is the Gemara's drasha, but you can verbalize whatever you want. Not have a formal text, and Tosfos is insisting it's a standard text. Yeah,
the Raisa. Speaking about the Tosfos, you said the Sifrim of the Kurim.
Yeah.
Tosfos won't argue that that's my intent to the bringing of the Kurim.
Because Torah says you have to say those Sukkim. So on Yisrael Amar, the Torah says so, specifically.
So would Tosfos argue that if you work the Kurim, what's the Kurim without the Sifrim that you're not your thing?
So that's a further question whether it's one mitzvah, someone wants to count the different mitzvahs. One mitzvah to bring the Kurim, it's a different mitzvah. To Mikra Bikurim. So it could be Yosef. The way Tosa seems to be saying, it's one package, that the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek is to read Parsha Zohar. That's what, and that's all the Raisa. Whereas the Rambam would say there's a mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek. I think.
Do you think he would be consistent by this?
I think so. If you don't keep to because there, I don't know what Tosa's ways in offhand, but some of the mitzvahs count Mikra Bikurim as a separate mitzvah from Havas Bikurim. A mitzvah bring Bikurim, a different mitzvah to. Let's ever read the text. Okay, yeah. Right. Even Tosus didn't say it has to be that. That's the rice of the Shabbos for Purim. Again, the Mishnah Megillah says there are Bonin, they were Mesakim, just like Parshas Kolim and Parshas Achor and Parshas Parah, you know, so they were Mesakim, Parshas Achor, the Shabbos before. But the rice, Tosus would seem to say like that, yeah. Now, there's a third, there's another sheet in Rishonim, which I mean, another important posting in one Rishonim. Who agrees with Tosus that it's a deraisa? That is the Rush, based on a very interesting Gemara on that Mem Zayin Amud Beis in Brachos. Famous Gemara we've mentioned before, and some of you have heard of it before. Gemara tells a story that one time, just a moment, one time Rabbi Elazar came to Shul. Mem Zayin Amud Beis in Brachos. My said Rabbi Elazar, Shenichnas Lebeis HaKnesses. The time Rabbi Elazar once came to Shul, and lo and behold, the Lo Motza Asora. This is an unfortunately story, right? Unfortunately, there's no minion. That's not such a new phenomenon. Sometimes they come on, they didn't get a minion either. Okay, they couldn't get a minion. Well, I'm also sorry. Okay, fortunately, however, he had his Eved with him. Okay, well, he had an Eved with him. So therefore, B'shichur Avdo B'shlimul Asar. Okay? And he freed his Eved, which is a form of a conversion. Won't go into details of that right now. He freed his Eved, and therefore, fortunately, now you had a minion. Unfortunately, where it says, you're not allowed to free your Eved. What do you mean? V'heichir Eved hachi. Mamar Yehuda called him Shachar Avdo, all the Basay, Shinemar, Lola Mahem Tavod, a Pusuk in Kunj Vayikur, the end, and Bahar, it says, Vayikur Perkhafe, it says, Lola Mahem Tavod, you have an Eved, come on, Eved Kanani now. Can Eved Kanani, you're not supposed to release an Eved Kanani, and that's on a Deraisa level. So how did he do that? Okay? So he went, fortunately, with Dvar Mitzvah Shiny. Yeah, you're not supposed to use an Eved for Dvar Mitzvah. Unfortunately, he says, well, wait a minute, mitzvah baba verahi. Is that a mitzvah baba vera? My answer is mitzvah derabim shiny, as with a public mitzvah. Rashi explains, mitzvah derabim. Lahotzi rabbi nechavasim b'kedusha. That's what Rashi says. What was the mitzvah derabim here exactly? What was the mitzvah? He freed his Eved. I mean, so they wouldn't have a minion. So Dom Michidus once. I mean, it's a good thing Dom had a minion. I'm not taking away from it. I believe it as much as the next person. But Lechora, I mean, what was the urgency? He had to free his Eved just as a minion. You know, so Rashi says, well, he's Mizaka the Rabbim, that they're going to say Kedusha and so on. Okay, could be. The Rosh says something different. The Rosh on that Tesugim Brochus, it's in Parag Zion, in Simon Chof. The Rosh is bottom of the, yeah. So the Rosh says, it must have been Parshat Zachor, believe it or not. The Rosh says that, how could it be that the Raisin, the Doch, I say the Rabbim, he says, and he mentions, just a minute, I'm sorry, he says, Rashi says, it's hard to imagine a mitzvah derabim, one second, even a mitzvah derabim, but it's only drabanan, saying Kedusha and Kaddish and Baruch Hu, good things, only drabanan, that's what the Rosh is wondering, okay? He says, mitzvah amishani, the olam asay derabim, the ksivin and dash, when he saw, but still, that's an asay, fine, the mekadosh shem basara, I feel a mitzvah derabanan, the kedusha, Kedusha Baruch Hu, shalom matino, ikim and a Torah, I feel a hachi, dochi, asay diyachid, okay? But he says, I don't think it means that you need an attend for minyan, like for example, Parsha Zohar, Shehum in a Torah. Okay? But in the context of the discussion, he writes Parsha Zohar. Maybe that was the case. It was Parsha Zohar. He doesn't think that. But maybe it was Parsha Zohar, which is Doraisa. Well, now we're seeing something else. Not only do you have to read it from a Torah, but you need a minyan, right? That's what emerges from that too. You need a minyan. That's already another step. Because let's say a person would have, according to Tosis, let's say a person has a private Sefer Torah at home. Has his own Sefer Torah. So he'll take out his private Sefer Torah and he'll read. So Lechor, according to Tosis, that's good for the Doraisa. Right? Yeah, Ksov Zosi Karma Sefer. Parsha Zohar is Doraisa. But he read it from the Torah. But the Rosh would say that it's no good. The Rosh would say, you have to have a minion. Okay? And that's how the Tzumas Hadeshin. Okay? And he's really very insistent upon it. Okay? To the point, this is in Tzumas Kuf Ches. Of the Shmuz Hadeshin, he says, listen to this. B'nei ha-yishuvim, people that live out in the boondocks, you know, she'ein la minyan b'ir, they have no minyan available. Ritzon lechaz al-akir, so smooth l'amal g'nei purim, k'ashmur mekir megillah b'tzibur, tzrichin li'zor sh'agimam b'yosom, gam l'shabes parsha zocher, sh'somach ha-purim ilav. Someone asks them, okay, they're going to come into town because of Purim. Do they have to come in already the Shabbos before also hear parsha zocher? Okay, or just, no, it's enough to come for Purim. So listen to what the Shmuz Hadeshin says. Yeroh the Adarabah. If they have a choice, come in for Shabbos and hear and read the Megillah yourself. Even though Mitzvah Megillah also prefer to read with a minion, okay? But Parsha Zohar, he says, Chal Lekosim and Atal, you're a minion. Right? Megillah, technically speaking, you can read by yourself. Sometimes it's
why that Shabbos? What's the matter?
Well, that's when they're doing it. That's when they're doing it. I mean,
you're already getting a minion together.
Yeah, okay, theoretically, no, but the point is this guy's coming into town. He's going to come into town on the Shabbos when they're going to read Parsha Zohar. That's when the shul is doing it. He lives far away. So I'm just saying, the Tzvotadeshin goes so far as to say that actually it's better to read the, if you have a choice, but the best thing is to do everything. But if you have a choice, it's more important to hear Parashat Zohar. Poor Megillah, you can hear Yechidus. Sometimes someone's sick, go read the Megillah for someone at home, whatever the house found. You can read Megillah with Yechidus. It's definitely better to hear Megillah with the Tzibur also. We spoke about that years ago with the Pesuimis and other things. But Lamaisa, Parashat Zohar, though, it sounds like you absolutely have to have a minion. So that's a further jump, so to speak, perhaps based on that rush. It's the whole story was to get a minion. Right?
That's not a din in
Chris Torah.
That's a
din Dapkin. Well, Chris Torah requires a minion, too. Okay, but
right,
that's what I'm saying. So the Rosh takes it a step further. And it's probably what Tosas means too, because Tosas Parsha Zohar is the right, he probably means the reading. But you could read Tosas saying, well, if you have a private Sefer Torah on your own, good. Tosas may just be saying you have to read this text. But he's taking it a step further. He's talking about this text on that Shabbos, you know, although as a producer, it could be that Parshas Kisetze, when it comes up to the year, would also be okay. He says he want a minion. So anyway, we have different shittas here. How do we paskin? So we look in the Shulchan Aruch, two places. It's in the Kuf Mem Vav of Aruch Chaim. Kuf Mem Vav. The Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah. Siv Zion. No. I've done a wrong my Malcolm. Kuf Mem Vav, Siv. So, I didn't write down the right mark. Well, he says in Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah. Just a moment. Somewhere. Okay, I'm not going to. He mentioned it there and more relevant for us. I saw it before. Yeah. All right, but I'm sorry, I don't see that source right now. But if we look in the Tov Reish Pei Hei, it was put in, so there it says it for sure. Okay, in the Tov Reish Pei Hei, in the Sivkot and Zion, Yesh Omrim, says the Mechaber, Sheparsha Zohar. Now he also says the Parsha's Paraduma. That's its own problem. It's not for tonight. Okay, the only one thing is a printing mistake. But that's not my problem now. So Parsha Zohar, Chayavim Lekaram Mido Raisa. The Shulchan brings that opinion. Okay, brings that opinion. Which is it? That's Tosas' opinion. He doesn't, you know, the Rambam, who very often in the Chabad follows the Rambam, doesn't say that. But that's not, the Yesh Omer is not the Rambam. Right? The Rambam didn't seem to say this. It's got to be this text at that time. But anyway, the, let me just see if I can find out a mocker. Yeah, okay, I'll see. But anyway, but until the Tov Reish Pei Hei and Siv Zayin, Yei Shom Shpar Zochol Shpar Shpar Zubah Chayav Lekar Mido Raisa Lefichach. This is short edition. B'nei HaYishuvim She'ein La Minyan Tzrichim Lovo L'mokum She'esh Minyan B'Shabbos Talol K'dei L'shmo Parshas El She'ein Mido Raisa. Again, he's also including Parshas Par, which is not my topic now. Okay, so the Mechaber, in effect, seems to paskin like Tosus against the Rambam. That no, there's a specific text on a specific Shabbos. Okay? That's the Ramah writes, Hagor, if you can't, then so read it yourself. So that's kind of like a middle position. He's based on Rambam probably. Right? He's saying, look, the Rambam says you can read Parsha Zohar anytime. Okay, he agrees it has to be a pen, but you know, it doesn't have to be. So here, kind of a shore between the two. Yes, it has to be that specific text, but it doesn't have to be from the Sefer Torah. B'di'evet. If you don't have a minion, you don't have a way to read for the Sefer Torah, you're stuck at home somewhere and you can't get to a shul, so read Parsha Zohar, open up a chumash in your own house, and read the psukim. He says to read it with the tzvach, with the right pronunciation. Okay, but it's kind of like a middle position. Okay, and that is the position of the Ramah. So now we know, Machlokes Tosfos and Rambam, we see how he paskin. The interesting question is, what's the nature of this Machlokes? That's all I can look at now for a few minutes. What's the nature of this Machlokes between Tosus and the Rambam? Again, what we say, the Rambam Hilchos Malachim Parakei Halacha Hey seems to say that the Kriya, there's a mitzvah to remember the events of Amalek. He doesn't mention reciting certain psukim at a certain time of year on a Doraisa level. Rabbanan, he acknowledges based on the Mishnah and the Megillah, Rabbanan, read Parsha Zohar before Purim, just like we read Parsha Shalom and Parsha Separ and Parsha Chodesh and so on. That's the Rabbanan, and through that you can be yotzei, no doubt. But Lamaisa, according to the according to the Rambam, there doesn't seem to be a particular text involved. And Tosfos says, no, the Kriya, and the Rosh also says that the Kriya itself, the Kriya Parsha Zocha, is a Kriya Doraisa. Yeah.
So might it have something to do with whether the Pesukim themselves are ordering you to do something else? Or
okay, so let's see.
The exact...
Oh, so let's see. Let's see. So I think one can say that really, we mentioned before, there are other things where there's also mitzvah zachar, mitzvah zechira. Six things that I mentioned, the print in the back of the siddur, and some sort of 10 things, right, which may have included Kiddush, and Zachar, and Shabbos, and you see it's Mitzrayim, and the mice of Miriam, and then the mice of Cheta Ego. In fact, again, that's what Parshas Parah, you know, Parshas Parah Doraisa, according to the Shulchan Aruch, says. So, you know, you have a lot of creative suggestions in the Achronim, where you come up with this idea. And only one thinks it was a mistake, a part of Sofer, but a lot of the Achronim come up. One suggestion is that since there's a mitzvah to remember the Chet HaEgel, and Paradum was Mechaper, the Chet HaEgel, Tavo Imo, with the Kaneach is Zdana, the mother has to clean up the baby's mess, the baby Egel, so you read the Paradum, you know, Paradum. So by reading that, you're kind of mitzvah to remember the Chet HaEgel. Right, okay, good. But Lamaisa, there's other creative suggestions about Paradum. But anyway, maybe another time. But Lamaisa, I think you could say like this: is the mitzvah, so to speak, a mitzvah of zechira? Is the zechira zechamal is another mitzvah of zechira? In which case, perhaps on a d'oraisa level, there's no standard text. There's no fixed text oraisa. Even Shabbos, zochar shalom Shabbos akach. You have to remember that it's Shabbos. So again, we have kiddush with a text, but as we discussed in the past, according to the Kivayik, you take the Shabbos, you already yotze the Kiddush, you've already made a decade, or you said in the Shemoneh Esrei, right? There's no fixed text. You can be yotze the mitzvah Kiddush, you know, without a fixed text. Or Rabbanon, fix the text. I mean, the Doraisa yotze without it, right? So that would seem to be the Rambam learns, is a mitzvah of Zechira, okay? Whereas Tosus would learn that it's a mitzvah of Kriya. This Zechira requires a Kriya. For example, ironic, but it's true, we don't think about it, but there in Parshas Kisetze, what immediately follows Parshas Kisetze is Parshas Kisovo. Okay? At the beginning of Parshas Kisovo, the Torah there presents an exact text to recite when you bring Bikurim. Right. So there's a precise text. There's a Kriya. Okay? So Tosus will say that based on the Drosh of the Gemara of Zohar and Repair and so on and so forth, so this is in that category. It's a type of a Kriya. Or like by Egla Rufa, they have to make a certain declaration. You know, Daniel Shofas Damazah, and by Chalitza, the guy's got to say, you know, Lola, whatever the exact language. So there's also, it's a mitzvah of Kriya. That could be the Machokzi, the Ramam and Tosus. What is the nature? Is this a Zechira, or is this a Kriya? Okay? Now, to take this a further, last thing said, it could be, you know, that the, if you hold it, it's a, what's behind it? Is what's behind it simply historically to remember what Amalek did? That could be. That's a historical requirement, but we have to remember what Amalek did. It's not supposed to necessarily lead us to do anything in particular, just we have to know, you know, that it's some form of Zechira, which is what looks like from the Rambam, right? Just to remember, at least go to Talmud and so on. And the Chinuch, as we mentioned before, and Tavre Shigimel said once in a lifetime, you know, don't forget about it, okay? On the other hand, if it's a Kriya, you could argue that the Kriya is designed, okay, to get you to put you in a position to do something. What's the something to do? To destroy Amalek. You should make a declaration. You know, it's almost like that before we went out to war, there was a Kohen called the Meshuach Mechama, and would make a certain declaration. And then the leaders would say, he would say, Shema Yisrael Atem Ayodzeh Totsim Ayom. Also, there in the end of Parsha Shoftim, right? There was a text that was recited, and they would say, anybody's afraid, and that wasn't the Meshuach Mechama, someone else said that, but there was a Kohen, Meshuach Mechama's job was to psych up the troops, basically. Right, so it could be that if it's a Kriya, formal text, because Chazal, you know, the Torah wanted us to remember in this specific fashion, and in that sense, perhaps, that's what some Rishonim say, that the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is tied very much to the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. It's one package. It's a formal text to lead to, they don't want to lead up to every person. The Torah is telling you, say this, so that you'll feel the hatred for Amalek, so you'll go out and fight them. And Zechira is sort of like, it's part of it, it's the first step. I go back to what you said, two different mitzvahs, Zechira and Mechia. But one is supposed to sort of enable the other. It's very interesting. That's how the Keren Orah, I thought it was left on time. The Keren Orah is written by Yitzhak Kaliner, who was the primary Talmud of Chaim Olajah. Okay? Yeah, the brother, the Mishnah is Yaakov. Yaakov comes his brother. So the Karen Ora there in Shabbos and Daf Mem Zayin discusses a little bit this, and that sugi which was when Rav Elazar freeing his Eved, which according to the Rosh, so the purpose of Parshas Zohar. So there he discusses, you know, where do you get the idea altogether that it was a minion? I mean, well, why do you assume you need a minion for Parshas Zohar? Even if you say you need to say the Torah, well, where did he come up with? Where did he come up with the idea of there being a minion? Okay. I couldn't find it, book. I think he said this, actually says it elsewhere, not here in Brochus, but maybe it's in Megillah. I'm sorry, I can't check my chasna, I didn't look it up. But the Karen Ora, maybe it's back in Megillah. So it was here in Brochus. But he says, he'll say the reason you would need a minion, he says, is because the mitzvah of destroying Amalek is a mitzvah on the tzibur. The mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is not an individual obligation, me and you to go around personally killing people from Amalek. That's a mitzvah on the tzibur of the Jewish people. It's a communal mitzvah. In fact, there's some poskim who say that the mitzvah doesn't apply today because it only applies when there's a Jewish king with a Jewish army and so on. Aside from the fact that we don't necessarily know who Amalek is nowadays, but you know, but that, we'll get maybe that at the end. Mechia
doesn't.
That Mechia, right. The Zechira still applies. Okay? But my point being that if Zechira is linked, what? Right, but the two things are if the two things are linked together. And by the way, the Sefer Chinuch, I forgot to mention, the Sefer Chinuch does link them together. Sefer Chinuch says, okay, it's the opinion of the Sefer Chinuch in the end of Siman Tov Reish Gimel, okay, the Sefer Chinuch writes that that's why women are exempt from Parshas Zohar, okay, now they're meaning nowadays notwithstanding, okay, you know, that most women try to come to shul and so on and make a big fuss about it, but. I seem to remember Lichtenstein once telling me that in Telz, where his mother came from Telz, and he told me that the women always came to a Parsha Zohar. They didn't even come Kol Nidre. In Kippur, they come to a Parsha Zohar, they came. Even though I think in Europe that was not the widespread practice. Okay, but in any event, the question of whether women are obligated to the Sefer HaChinuch says that women are potter because they're potter from the midst of waging war. Women don't wage war. Okay, who don't wage war, so they're part of the Mitzvah. Somebody, and the Minchas Chinuch wonders who says the two things are linked. Well, at least according to some, the two things are linked. That's my point, and therefore here's the words of the Chinuch. Okay, no heges mitzvah b'chol b'chol osman b'schorin ki lahem la'asos hamelchama v'nikmas ha'oyev lo l'nashim. Okay, I mean, but again, the Minchas Chinuch wonders where who says the two things are linked together? But
if they're not linked together, and you hold that it has to be Torah reading with a minion in the context of Torah reading, then it becomes
very possibly. Okay, good. But I'm just trying to point out that what the Karen Ora says, and I have to fight for it. I'm sorry that I didn't have the mockery. He said it's based on that Gemara. And I thought he said it over there in what he called Brachas, but I see it's not the case. But in any event, somewhere, the Karen Ora mentions this notion that the mitzvah of Amalek is a mitzvah of on the tzibur. And others say it also. I can't remember now. Others have the same thought, that it's a mitzvah on the tzibur. Memela, therefore, it's only the mitzvah of Zechir is linked to that mitzvah, and therefore it applies only in a tzibur fashion. That's the mitzvah of, that's a requirement for a minyan. Okay. However, there are others who disagree. Okay. Again, it's a jump. It would seem to me, anyway, it's a bit of a jump to say. First, we have to assume that that the two mitzvahs are linked together. I just want to show you what I do with the Rambam. Yeah, I want to read you from the Rambam. An interesting distinction, because the Rambam says again in Parak Hey of Hilchos Malacha, Malacha Hey, you have to hear the contrast when it comes to the mitzvah of destroying the Shiva Amamin. The Rambam writes in Parak Hey of Hilchos Malacha, Halacha Dalad, the previous halacha. The Rambam writes, "Mitzvah says, 'Kol mitzvah says la'achrim shiva amamin shem achrim takminim, v'chol shabal liyadol.' If you're a private person, you have the opportunity to kill kanya. The lo haraga harei the over velosa says shenema los chaya kol neshama. Now the very next halacha about a malik, Rambam doesn't say that." So it sounds like, because that's only a mitzvah of the tzibur. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Chafam Bey says that there are three mitzvahs the Jewish people commanded upon entering the territory. So three communal, not talking about Shemitah and Truma, three communal mitzvahs. Lahamid lehem melech, Lahachri Zar Shalom Aleich, and then leave Nosan Beis HaMetzira. The Gemara proves the Rishon said it's in that order. As a matter of fact, that's the Haftarah for the Shabbos. Right? The Shaul HaMelech became the Melech. What was his first major assignment? To fight HaMelech. The Hanuman Melech, that had a king, and that had to destroy HaMelech. Unfortunately, he blew it and you know, didn't do the full job. But that's exactly the point. So some say you need a Melech, you have to have a Jewish army, and so on. So that's why the Rambam doesn't say Kol Shabbos Yado. Okay? Because it's not true. Amalek is not true. So Amalek is certainly yeah, without the Sarah. What's that?
The Sarah
Pain
of says it's
the Chiyav on the Tibur. Yeah.
I mean, and
well, again, his Lashon is Noheges Mitzvah Chol Mokum Chol Zman Bizchorim. You know, Kilahem Lasos Hamachoma. Okay, I don't know. He's just sitting low in Lashon. Right. So I'm not sure exactly. I'm assuming that's what he wrote, but a lot of Davkin. I can't prove it. Now, but there's a different interpretation, which is found, I hope I have the right thing here, and we ran out, in the Sefer Maisa Rav, which is a collection of the Hanhagas of the Vilna Gaon. Okay, that's a lot of trouble. Here where he talks about Parsha Zohar, did he say Zecher or Zecher? One thing, he didn't do both. Okay? We do both, you know. But you definitely, huh?
Ashkenaz, everybody does
both. Yeah, by Ashkenaz, that's why, you know. Well, some people say Zecher and Zecher, they say Zecher and Zecher. Anyway, so in the commentary on the bottom of the page, the long commentary, there's one of the commentaries on the page called the Pu'ulas Socher. Pu'ulas Socher. Okay? So the Pu'ulas, there's the Talmud of the Roman Gaon. Okay, the Pu'ulas Socher says, and he talks about the whole thing with the Chaim Elozin, heard the do and so on and so forth. Anyway, he basically posits an interesting thing. He says that the mitzvah on a tzibur, you know why? He said it's sort of like in the category we might call a dover shebe kedusha. A dover shebe kedusha, like kedusha. Where do you get, huh? Okay, according to him, just need a minion. The other fight, he's saying you don't need a minion because of the din and the tzibur. The din and where would it? No, the Torah is here now. And he said, now where would you get that it has to be Zabash and Makusa? He's very beautiful. Okay, Zabash and Makusa. Yeah, but to sanctify the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there's a famous drosha on that pasuk at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, the rain on Purim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'll read the pasuk now. I didn't read it before. The end of Parshas Zion. The last pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach. Pasuk Tezayin, Vayomer Hashem swears, Ki yad al case ka milchama Hashem alav vidor dor. I swear by the case is short for kisei. He's missing aleph, case of the throne of Hashem, yud hei, but it doesn't say yud hei vav, yud hei vav hei, it just says yud hei case ka. Okay, so the Rashi comments, Medrash says, okay, Mishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ein shmo shalem, ve'ein kiso shalem, ad shemocha shmo shalom alek. Okay, it's like the throne of Hashem is lacking something, okay, and his name is lacking something. As long as Amalek is around, there's something lacking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by destroying Amalek, so what is Kiddush Hashem anyway? Kiddush Hashem is basically Yisgarav Yisgarav Hashem Yarabah. May Hashem's great name be heightened, be raised. So if Hashem's name is missing because of Amalek, missing something, when you destroy Amalek, you're restoring Hashem's name. That's Kiddush Hashem. It's Dovash Medusha. Exactly. So that's what he says, why I need a minion. But I want to suggest that maybe, again, the machlokas, so to speak, in the Karen Or, and those who hold like him, that it's the reason you need a minion is because it's a because it's modeled after Mechias Amalek, which is the whole purpose of Mechias Amalek is to destroy Amalek, as opposed to here, he's got nothing to do with destroying Amalek. It's a separate mitzvah to glorify or make whole the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our same machlokas. If it's a din in Kriya, you could say it's a din in Kriya. That's how the Karen Or and others will learn. It's a din in Kriya because we have to make a declaration to psych up the troops and so on. It's a formal text. But if it's a zechira, it's any type of zechira will do. Any type of, you don't have to have a formal text. You could say that that's a machlokas. There's also a further machlokas, interesting, on that case, which we just said before, right? In the Kopresh Pehei, of the person who lives out in the boondocks, should he come to the shul? He can come either Purim, or he can come for Parsha Zohar, which he do. So we saw the Shmuel Adeshim says that Parsha Zohar is more important, surprisingly enough. But in the Shulchan Aruch, you find the following. Okay, and I read it before. I read it again. Kopresh Pehei, a Tomerish Pehe Sif Zion. Yesh Omrim Shapar Zocho Parsh Parduma. Again, we know that now. Chalmi Kosim Raisa Fichach Bera Yeshuvim She'en La Minyan Tzvika Lava La Mokum Shesh Minyan Shabbat Salalu Kudeh Shmo Parsh Eil She'en Midorais. That's where before. So the Mar Avram, okay, says an interesting thing. The Mar Avram quotes the Shalah talking about Parsh Zocho, but then he says as follows. He says the truth of the matter is, okay, he says, the minhag in the world, so to speak, is people are more careful to come for Mikra Megillah than for Parsha Zohar. He says, "Lina el Yashu mina olam, the ato mik siv the Torah shikrud dafka b'shabbos zeh." Who says, even if you hold it has to be from the Sefer Torah, who says, so first of all, you mentioned before something kiseitei, but besides that, he says, people come to shul for Purim, okay, when you come on Purim, you're going to hear the laning of Parsha B'Shalach. That's also the downfall of Amalek. But of Amalek, he says, so Kishashomei Purim Parsha, you have Amalek, Nami Zochem Ma'aseh Amalek. But you say, Echavaso. So Mughal Avram says, in a Lamaisa, a guy who can come only once, should come on Purim, because you can get both. You get Mikra Megillah, and you won't get the word Zochem at the end of Kisei, but that doesn't matter, says the Mughal Avram. Right? The Mughal Avram says, you have the other psukim based on what you remember, the Ma'aseh Amalek. However, the Mishnah Berurah is mefakpek on that. The Mishnah Berurah is not so convinced that Mughal Avram is correct, okay? Because he says, one second, he says, first of all, he says, you should come with a minyan. Affiliation sefer Torah veso, el she'en lo minyan veso. You're going to have a sefer Torah, you just have a minyan house, okay? You got to go with a minyan, as I explained before, okay? Now he says it's kriyas. He says, "Hine b'tshuvas hadeshin cause of the shmiras kriyas parsha." This is Sifkat and Tazayin of the Shabur. He says, "Hine b'tshuvas hadeshin cause of the shmiras kriyas parsha zochar basar adiv yosem mikra megillah b'tzibur shemikra megillah dasar." Opposed to misagim is manu biyachid. Okay, as opposed to you're not reading its proper time, different issue. Okay, ef shalakaim saying you are alakaim kriyas parsha zochar b'tzibur. Aval amogan avram mitzadeid the tov yosem shi'aval amakum shakar megillah b'tzibur parsha zochar yosem al piyadchak ma shiishma kriyah b'purim by parsha avamalek. We also, okay? He says, well, one second. So two things. I have two problems. Number one, since it's a deraisa, so we pass it, he quotes back in Sinem Samech, Avorachayim, Akriyashma, he says, deraisa, mitzvah, shirin, kavana. So that means this person better have kavana. This guy is going to be yotze, v'avah molek, he better have kavana, that's what he's doing, which most people don't at that moment. Not only that, he says, but the truth is, he doesn't mention it, but probably the Balkari also has to be told. I have Kavana to Motzi, this guy, you know, he read Parsha Zocha, huh?
The whole year round.
The Darbana. Yeah, the Darbana. Okay, but here we're dealing with the Daraisa. Okay, but he says, furthermore, he said, I'm not convinced of the whole Lumbus. He says, because the truth is, says the Mishnah Berurah, Laniyas Daiti Iker Dina Shomagan Ram Sarach Iyam. The Haksid Batorah, Zochar Sasher also and so on, in the Parsha Zocha, it says, remember what you do, and Tinachet is, like you said, it leads up to something. We have to destroy Amalek. Havana, shalol lishkach ma'ashasan Amalek, v'nisapel al v'anelo dorsenu, lomalem kach asan harasha, ulechach nitzavino limchos eshemo. Right? The zeloksin, the parsha of Amalek. The parsha of Amalek, the relating poor morning, never says, it says, because Baruch Hu says, I'll wipe them out. But it doesn't follow the Zakira. Well, that's another, he doesn't say that, that's correct. It never says Zohar. But if you read the parsha of Amalek in the end of B'Shalach, there's never a follow-up of what we have to do. So now, that's a machokas, and therefore the Mishabur is not so convinced that we ought to be able to. Say it again? The Megillah itself. You have a question, we say to the Torah. But what I want to suggest is that maybe this is exactly the machokas. You see, the Magen Avraham holds that it's fundamentally Dinin Zechira, so it doesn't really matter which parsha you hear. The whole idea is to be aware, right? The Dinin Zechira, to know. It's no formal text. Right, so you hear Zohar and the Shabbos before, you hear by Amalek, you're reminded about Amalek.
Well, what? In the last
hour, according to that view, and according to Rambam, yes. Deraisa. Rabbanan, it's like the other Dal Pashas, you know. But Deraisa, yes. But what we're saying is that according to Mishnah Berurah seems to be more insistent, you have to read a particular text which relates to what we have to do. So again, if we understand that the Kriya aspect is as a prelude to our obligation of Timcha Zecha Amalek, then the Mishnah Berurah is right. Mishnah Berurah holds with those who hold that it's a kriya, okay, like the Karen Aron, those who say that it's part of the midst of Mechias Amalek, and like Tosus who said that it's a formal text and so on, whereas the Mughal Avraham maybe holds the other way, at least partially holds the other way. You know, that Ramah, right, who says that well, maybe we hold like Tosfos, it should be verbal as we attack, but it doesn't have to be that particular text at that particular time. And if the Magen Avraham says, b'di'eved, if you couldn't make it to Shul Parzav, it's also good. And then the same question could be with regards to the responsibility of Taka of Noshen. The Sefer Chinuch said that women are potter from Barsha Zohar. But the Nechatzik and others are not took him in. Okay, who says it's linked up to... So again, it could be the same thing. If the whole purpose, Taka, is to motivate the battle and so on, so that's an economy, so then women are potter. But the idea is that the Zechira, to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is one of the things we have to know, Jewish history, applies to women also. So it could be the same thing. The only problem is, full disclosure, the Mishabura would seem, based on what he says over here, you have to have a formal text. So he should weigh down and say that women are potter, because it leads to battle, and women are potter. But in the Sefer Mitzvah HaKotzer of the Mishabura, the Ayin Rav, he says women are obligated. But it could be that women are obligated because they may have to go out to battle, but they support. And okay, you can figure out a parent, you know, with regards to women. I want to mention one other thing, okay, and that is that the, before I come to what I'm saying myself, another point is, there is a Psikta Zutrasot, okay, a Medrash, a Psikta, that says as follows, and maybe this is another reason why, you know, there's a Kriyas HaTorah aspect. The Psikta Avos, the end of Parshiyot Beis, says, Omer Yisrael, Tehek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Olam, Ata Omer Lanu, Heve Zichur, Limcho Zech HaMalek, but Vosu V'dom Anu, Lashanu Mesim, Ata Shata Chai, V'kaim Omer Olam, Heve Zachor. You remember, right? Well, we can't do it. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vanai, Ein Lachem Elios, Korim Parshas HaMalek, B'chol Shana, Umalechem Kila Temichisem Shmom in Olam. You know what this sounds like? It sounds like the Gemara sends the end of Menachos Kufyud that if you can't bring a carbon, like you read about the carbon and it's like you brought the carbon. So there can be another reason why there's a chiyuv of Parsha Zohar, okay, al Kriyas HaTorah, that now again that would not necessarily imply that it must be from the Sefer, according to the other view, okay, but the idea of reading, and that's exactly and I brought it with me, but I'm gonna say it outside, the smag and Mitzvah Losa say Reish Chavav writes that this mitzvah now is suspended until Bias HaMashiach, for the reasons mentioned before. You need a melech, you need a Jewish government, but what can we do? We're the next best thing. Read about, huh?
You need a melech.
Right, so that's another issue. You need a melech. Now here, on that point, okay, that's another point. We don't have a melech, right? Or do we? Okay, that's another interesting distinction between those two Rambams. Okay, the Rambam by the seven Amorim, okay, in Parak Hei of Hilchos Malachim Malach HaDalad, after he says he's supposed to destroy these seven nations, everybody, he says, V'kvar Ovdu, the Ovad Zichom. Yeah, we don't know who they are. Like, some chayr came, mixed everybody up, but we have no idea who's it. You meet an average guy, so odds are, you know, there's 70 Amin, right? So odds are he's not from one of us, you know, just mathematically. I mean, I remember years ago in the one of the Purim editions of, you know, the YU papers, so they had like a, sort of like a stories of tales of Rishon Lezion, something like that, you know, written in the style of, you know, Shechter's Nefesh HaRav. People asked about funny questions, and so on. Someone came to Shechter and asked the Rav, is it mutter to go kill a guy because Sofik is a Malik, because Sofik is a Malik, you know, and then it said, something like, and it said, the story's reported, whereupon the Rav turned to Maher Michelstein and said, Aaron, who's going to have put in the other shiurim in this yeshiva? But anyway, but Lamaisa, we usually assume that Goy is not from Amalek. In the very next halacha, hey, when he talks about Amalek, he doesn't end by saying Kvar Avdu Vavad Zichron. Okay, so the pashas, he just said it. It's the same thing, right? But Reb Chaim, the famous Diak, Reb Chaim said, because Amalek is Lav Dafka, the genealogical or biological descendants of that ancient tribe. Rather, anybody who picks up as his credo, his philosophy, the banner of Amalek, to start up with Jews just because they're Jewish. You think about it a second. What about Amalek? Usually you have a battle with somebody because either it's over power, okay, to show your power, or it's a religious war, or it's a land, okay. None of that applies with Amalek. Right? Another problem, he wasn't after the land. They had no land. They were in the desert. They just came out of Kriyas Yam Suf, right? They were in the middle of the desert, in the middle of nowhere. They weren't fighting over the land, okay. They weren't trying to show their power because they picked on the weak. We're calling Echash from Acharecha, right? They fought up with the women and children, and so they weren't trying to show great power. And there also wasn't a religion. The Lawyer Elohim, you know, it was before Matan Torah. So was it about just because they're Jewish? They hate Jews. I remember, I heard that the Rebbe said this was in the late 70s. I remember what it was. But there was some United Nations vote to condemn Israel for one thing or another. It happens all the time. But, you know, so I remember him saying, he said, I could understand. He said, I can understand, not that we agree, because I understand the Germans, the Poles, the Hungarians not liking Jews, because they had an association with Jews. Nah, bad experience or whatever it is. So I can understand it somehow. He said, but, you know, you go to Thailand or Laos, he said, what Jews? China never had Jews. China maybe did, but places, he mentioned places they're voting all against Israel. What do they know from Israel? They don't know where it is on the map, barely. And then what they have against Jews? Well, they're no association with Jews. The answer is sometimes that people just detest Jews. So somebody who picks that up as his motto is considered lahalacha, perhaps, to be from Amalek. That's why the Gemara doesn't say Kvar Avdu. The Rambam doesn't say Kvar Avdu Vavad Zichro. Because it's not true. They're still Amalek today. He's not genealogically, biologically descended from that ancient tribe. So what? He's still Amalek. Again, we can't kill him because, as I mentioned before, it requires a melech, it requires a Jewish government. It's not a private mission. But in any event, Amalek may still exist. But in any event, that's the emergence from that, from that point. What I just wanted to say was interesting and fascinating thing, just, you know, another reason why maybe it was formulated in the Kriyas HaTorah, whether the rights or the Rabbanan. But that kind of sheer, just to be Messiah of the Archa Jewish, okay? Really, unbelievable thing was that big about it, okay? It was the Gemara Baba Basra. It's by itself, nothing to do with what we're talking about, okay? But there's one line that does. And, you know, you hear it, it's like stunning, okay?
What's that for this?
Fine. I believe it's Mem Vav. Yeah, I apologize. I came straight from the chasm, didn't get a chance to look it over in the post before. But, let's see, is that Mem Vav? Here it is. Give me a moment. Give me a chance to find a very interesting point.
What are the words?
We'll see in a second. I'm going to look actually in the back. I'm going to cheat and find, because the comment that I want to find is a reaction in the Yavit. Gross Yavit. You'll hear this, you'll be surprised.
Where is it starting?
So I don't know. I have to find it.
This is three lines.
Oh, I should be able to find it. No, I'll flip it off in a second. I'll just find the bus in a moment. A second. I don't know, where is the Yakovendon? The fine thing is in the back here. Here it is. How goes? Yakovendon. I thought it was Memvol. Let me just look. Memvol. I said Memvol Medbez. Yeah. Okay, so it's Memvol Medbez. See, now the Gemara sometimes bunches, here it is, different dinim together. Right, different statements, one after the other, and it gives you a simon with the base of the letters. It'll say, in terms of because of the stars, but I'm talking in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have six statements from Allah, and we'll have so and so simon. We pass like love against Abai against Rosh. But not even that. Well, the Gemara is sometimes going to have four or five cases in a row. They'll tell you a simon. The first letter corresponds to the first case, second letter. Because remember, it used to be Torah Shabbat Peh, right? They had to remember it by heart. So they had various mnemonic and memory devices to remember. So these dinim are grouped together, and you know, they'll give you a word. It could be a gobbledygook word, not a word that means anything, but it'll put those letters together, Aleph, Resh, Bei, Zion, or something like that. And it'll say the first Aleph stands for the first din, because it begins with Aleph, and Resh stands for the second din that follows, because it begins with Resh. The Gemara sometimes has these type of simonim, okay? So here we have a din, Tanar Bolan, Memvav and Beis. So Orev made it to a din about an Orev. Okay? Orev made a Lova Hudis La'arad. Orev. The next one is Malva made. And next one is Lokech Rishon. And the next one is Kablan. And the Gemara says, Amalek Simon. What's the same one? Memvav and Beis, Vav Vasser, five lines at the bottom. You want to remember these four rulings. Remember, Amalek, Ayin stands for Orev, and Mem stands for Meir, and Lamed stands for Lokaf, and Kuf stands for Kavan. Of all the craziness, like what? Here we're supposed to blot out Amalek. Amalek Simon, you read that, you're like stunned. How can, that's what the Gemara picked as the mnemonic to remember these dinim. Put it in a different order, give me different letters. You know, why do you want Amalek Simon? We're supposed to blot out Amalek. We're supposed to do our best to say bad things about Amalek. You know, it's like very, very strange that should be a mnemonic device in the Gemara. So he says, Yaakov Emden, and his Hagos in the back of that Gemara, Baba Basa Mem Baba Beit. And the Gemara, Amalek, and Mir Be'el HaChidosh, Shenosin Simon Kazeh. Okay, B'nishinem HaBaw Tim Chazeh Amalek. And the Pasuk says, wipe out Zeh Amalek, to make Amalek as a Simon. I remember my father once said to me, you know, if not for the Jews, people would have forgotten about Amalek long ago. but all right, so we have to remember this in order to destroy them. But he says, really strange, okay? He says, the idea is he compares it to Gemara Chul and Kuf Tes on the base. He says, Amalek is our enemy, so we can fight our enemy on two terrains.
No,
more than that. You bring the enemy into your territory, then you can beat him. You're going to go fight the enemy in his territory, it's very risky. He quotes the Gemara that says, if you're enticed by the Yetzer Hara, go to the Beis Medrash. Right? You're going to try and fight the Yetzer Hara. You're going to go to a bar. You're going to go to whatever, downtown or something like that. You may win. You're risking it. Okay, I'm going to fight the Yetzer Hara. That's his territory. You bring going to the Beis Medrash. That's our. That's where we have the home field advantage in the Beis Medrash. You bring the enemy. Moshchel Menubel Zeh says the Yaakov Emden. Right, Moshchel bring to the Beis Medrash. With Shaber Kocho, okay, there you have a chance to win. That's you're in my home turf now, okay. You want to defeat Amalek. The way to defeat Amalek is you bring him, you use Amalek as a simon to remember Dinim in the Halacha. Okay, that's the triumph over Amalek, right? You've heard this said, the greatest the triumph over Hitler is that we have yeshivas now in Europe and so on and all over the place, right? That's the greatest triumph. So I just want to suggest maybe that's why Daf gets Kriyas HaTorah. We read about the Parsha Amalek from a Torah, right? Not some each person according to his own. I'm going to say it's a Derech HaJush, but I think it's decent Jewish anyway. If we daft read the Parsha Amalek from a Sefer Torah, so that's like this Gemara. We're going to bring Amalek into our home turf. Fight him in where he has jurisdiction is risky. I'm not saying he can't win, but it's riskier. You bring him to the Beis Medrash, you bring Amalek into Torah, then you have an opportunity. So maybe that's daft why it's Kriyas HaTorah. Take the opportunity to wish everybody a fair and Purim. Rush a meaningful face on Wednesday, and to, as always, extend an invitation to anybody, men, women, children, whatever. We have there's an open house in my home on Purim afternoon. We got mincha at 1 o'clock, so about 1:30, 1:45, so about 2 hours. For most people, I guess it'll be before your suda, if you're in the morning, or the after suda, whatever your pleasure is. But hopefully, it'll be good food and somebody playing the keyboard. So everybody's invited to attend. Just in terms of, not going to be a shiur next Thursday night after Purim, and also most likely, 99% I'm going to be away the following Thursday night. The 8th, I think, is the probably no shiur that Thursday night. If I'm here, I'll try to let people know, but I don't think I'm going to be back in time. I'm going to be overseas, so it's the poultry. So I'm not going to be around. So 2 weeks, and then we'll be back. Okay, I'm going to be back.